Studio 201.3.
Okay, I think we're going. If you want to get a hold of me.
There we go.
That was fast. Wow.
Sky, you're a flyer.
Feel free to tell him about the stream on the group that you're in there.
No, you mean the Skype group?
Subject.
Yes.
Okay.
So, doing that right hi there, now. Everybody. This is my partner in crime.
Hello.
And right now, before I do anything, I'm putting on a little coat thing. It is cold just here where I am right now. So, what you're about to hear is me crashing and burning, literally. Released today was a new beta of Eurofly. That's EUROFLY, and I am not at liberty to share the link, so don't ask.
It is by Sky, explore area, explore with 3 items selected. Jesse, it is Chris Reagan.
So
don't have to raise and lower the note anymore. Jason Moniz, KD3RCC. You also hit the letter Z to check your altitude. 320, Jesse, just to let you all know, Sarah is sorry if my spelling isn't perfect. I type real fast. 380.
No, I just sent the link out to the group. I was just making sure it was sent.
Jason Moniz, KD3RCC. You hit your home key to increase speed, your end key to decrease speed, and R to check speed, and either control R or control shift R for current speed to automatically increase your speed. You can hit control R, and when you get to your desired speed, then hit the delete. Sorry, Jesse, it was
okay,
Chris Reagan. That's what's not working
with
Scott
just,
at zero. 323. Jason Moniz, KD3RCC. Negation,
really
you have to rise your nose and lower your nose on category 1 plants.
So really 320.
Jason Moniz, KD3RCC. Negation, you do have to rise your nose and lower your nose on category 1 plants. 320 avatar image. 325.
We are going to be actually going from the beginning. From installing, it's a portable, to setting it up, to going through the systems. And my partner in crime here, well, I take the controls, is going to be trying to explain what's going on. Well, we will be too. I will be too. But see, he's already had experience with this. So,
and if you get the part that I couldn't get to work, cool. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Awesome.
We'll see. So, let me actually slow down NVDA here.
Voice mod, rate 100. Rate 50.
Okay. Oh, let me tune into your stream real quick.
Yeah, you know,
whoops.
That would help. So what I'm going to do is go to my Dropbox.
Run dial. Folder view. D.
Safari.
Euro.
Go to my directory.
New. Items view list.
Oh, not that.
78. YouTube.
Item. Eurofly MD 315. Eurofly beta 4.
I'm going to
closing
actually... Let's see.
Search text field. Heading level
Eurofly 2 beta dot zip 1 of 2.
I'm going to actually unzip this.
Context menu.
Jason Moniz, KD3RCC.
I could copy this to the desktop if I
automatically
adjust
for you when your altitude is set.
Let me actually copy this to the desktop here.
Google Plus.
Folder view.
Or
home,
I can put it on C colon.
Playlist, channels, discussion,
run dialog type.
Search button.
You fold.
Wait a minute, why would you want to put it inside of your colon?
Sky, Eurofly. Heading level 3.
Because
Eurofly
it tastes
beta.
Good.
First,
so I'm going to hit control.
Progress. Destination folder access denied.
Okay, there we go.
Copying one item from Eurofly beta.
Let's see, let's try that again.
Skip button, Alt plus S, cancel button, no next. Continue with automatic administrator rights button. Invoke. Pause the operation, recall and not check,
okay,
pause the operation.
Copy over.
Unavailable.
Wow.
You can probably turn that down a bit. Because that's going to throw me off.
Yeah, I have it.
I mean, even though I'm used to that, yeah. So now I'm going to go to.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute it. I'm going to mute it while you're talking so that you don't get distracted.
Right. Okay, we could try that. All right, so, okay, so what I'm going to do is. Go to the zip file that I just
Eurofly 2 beta dot zip 11
extracted. I use a program
context menu
zip.
Open archivo.
Okay.
Extract URI. Extract files. Extract to Eurofly 2 beta. One per- foreground. C.
Nice
window.
Attempt at a whole
items
tone
view list.
Scale though.
Eurofly 2 beta dot zip 11 folder access.
Get rid of that.
Type. Continue with automatic administrator. Eurofly 2 beta dot zip. You'll need to provide admin. Continue with automatic administrator rights button. Invoke. Pause the operation. C. Window.
All right.
Audio strike 1 of 11. Eurofly 2 beta 11 of 11.
So, First thing I will want to do
items view.
Is put launcher.exe on the desktop.
Launcher.exe 14.
I'm going to hit my application key, hit send to with, I think, is it
Bluetooth device
N?
Speed.
Yeah, it's N.
Compress desktop. Create shortcut. C.
And
Europhly 2 beta window. Items view list. Launcher.exe 14 of 22.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right. So.
Launcher.e.
Let's launch this thing.
Folder view.
And hope it actually works.
Launcher.exe shortcut.
So hit enter.
Launcher.exe shortcut.
Message from server dialog to English dispatchers, Benedict and Eric, are available. For more information, visit the download center of Eurofly. Okay.
Okay, so let's hit enter.
Write a message. Loading Geonames map.
Welcome to Eurofly.
Okay, I don't get that.
About Eurofly.
Eurofly.
Oh, the write a message thing? I don't get that either.
Browse.
So we have.
Selected Eurofly.
Oh no, what?
Close button, maximize, edit. Browse button, okay button. Cancel button, no next. No next.
That's a directory where it wants to put the profiles.
I don't even know where that's supposed to go.
Okay, wrap edit. Selected your.
Just accept the defaults. I think it's gonna put it under Eurofly. In your case, it doesn't matter because you don't have, I think, a Eurofly profile.
No, I don't.
So.
Okay.
Wrap. Okay.
So let's accept the default here.
Pressed. Eurofly.
Tasks.
So we have tasks.
Free flying.
Free flying.
Manual walking through map.
Manual walking through map. I notice a lot of artifacting in the voice thing.
Profiles.
Profiles.
Voices.
Voices.
Options.
Options.
Test your speakers.
Speakers.
Add-ons.
Add-ons.
About the program.
About the program.
Test your options.
So let's go through options.
Options. Tab control. General property page user data path Eurofly. User data path read only. Selected
so,
Eurofly.
I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna tab.
Change. Profile manager.
Profile manager. I think I can probably create a profile from here and remove stuff if I needed to.
Dimension formometers checked.
Ugh, what?
Profile manager. Dimension formometers checked.
Okay, so that's basically saying the kilometers or miles. That is the using the SI or standard international system, or the other one I can't remember. I think it's imperial. So I'm gonna down arrow.
American miles check.
To American miles.
And by the way, if I may interrupt you just for a second, when you went over the profile manager button, that is for the online component of the game.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute then.
That's how you register your profile, I believe.
Did my phone just reboot? Yes, it did. Hang on, let me fix that.
Uh-oh.
It would have been nice if you would have stalled, but that's okay. So let's tab.
Add minus word before negative numbers not checked.
Add minus word before negative numbers. I don't think I'm going to leave that on, or I don't think I'm going to turn that on, rather. I think I'm probably just going to leave that alone. Now, keep in mind, the towers were already recorded. I actually need to redo mine, because I could not read part of the script, so I glitched a little bit. So I might have to either redo that one, or just, I don't know, whatever.
Check for updates after startup checked.
Check for updates after startup.
API key for weather informations.
Now.
Blank.
That should be information. Okay, so now here's a new thing, which I'm not going to go over because it's kind of broken right now. You can have your weather, your real weather, be...
1 tweet from John Leger.
Huh. You can have your weather be displayed to you in your starting and your ending dest. So, and you can actually check your weather with a keystroke, your real-time weather. Now, this is broken, so I'm not really going to go over how to do this. By the way, you guys want to get hold of me on Twitter, it is KE7ZUM. I can't do YouTube chat. So let's tab.
At the new airport, start with real weather not checked.
At the new airport, start with real weather. I'm going to leave that alone.
Get API key.
Get API key.
Status monitor.
Status monitor.
Selected high sped NASDIRR letter alone. Get status monitor. Selected high sped NASDIRR letter alone. Okay.
I'm probably going to leave it alone.
That is for brawl displays.
Okay, then I'm just going to leave it alone.
Cancel. Tab control.
Yes, you did hear right. That is for braille displays. You can now use Eurofly with your braille display if you have one, which I don't. So.
Map selected.
Maps.
Map source. Property page. Geo names checked.
I really wish it wouldn't do that. Name or?
Open street maps checked.
Open street maps, which I'm going to do.
Common number separator.
What?
Maps or decimal number separator.
Separator, which is a comma.
If there are too many results, show the list checked.
Okay. If there are too many results, show the list.
Show list if it is more than multi-line.
Show list.
Selected three.
Show a list if there's more than one line.
Synchronize movement and view in manual view not checked.
Synchronize movement view in manual view. I could do that if I wanted to.
Zero position north checked.
And then this has to do with the compass.
Compass hours checked.
Yeah, I think that's when you're like in walking mode or something.
Now, I don't know why I'm having that glitch with NVDA, but okay.
Okay. Tab control.
So.
Maps. FLYGHT selected.
That's supposed to be flight.
FLYGHT property page. Range of airport 1. Me. Multi-line.
Range of
selected
airport.
Selected 12.
1 mile. I'm gonna leave this alone.
Range of airport 2. Me. Multi-line.
Range of airport.
Selected 22.
2 is 22 miles.
Range of airport 3, me, multi-line. Selected 31.
And I'll be right back. Stall.
Yeah, as you guys heard, some of those settings are actually for for the airport settings, I believe, as to how long or short like the airport distances are. But yeah, you'll see that it's really, really, really good. It's a really nice sim, providing that things work as they should. It's going to be really cool. It's really awesome. I can't really wait to start using this on a day-to-day basis. You can basically travel almost everywhere in the world. Almost.
Almost. I think the United States, though, has been eliminated. Yeah. Well, not really. But, okay. All right, so let's hit tab.
Range of capitals, me, multi-line. Selected 22.
Range of capitals, I'm going to leave that alone.
Range of points, me, multi-line. Selected
range of
22.
Points, I'm going to leave that alone.
Navigation tone frequency, multi-line. Selected 1.
I will check on all of that later. Jeez. All right, so where did we?
Navigation tone frequency,
so navigation
multi-line.
Tone frequency,
selected 1.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Frequency of turbulent areas, multi-line. Selected 12.
Frequency of turbulence, I'm going to leave that alone.
Frequency of turbulence is multi-line. Selected 400.
400.
Frequency of little storms, multi-line. Selected 12.
Little storms is 12.
Start a new day in the hangar checked.
Start a new day in the hangar, yeah, I probably, well, is that calendar day?
I guess? I really don't know how that's calculated.
I guess we'll find out.
Fly according to the timetable checked.
Fly according to the timetable. This is where a friend of mine actually got stuck just a few minutes ago. If it says you're going to take off at 8:23, you're going to take off at 8:23. So, yeah, you're going to wait.
Display the arrival time in the navigation
display
not checked.
Display the arrival time in the navigation table. I'm actually going to leave that. I'm
checked.
Check that.
Okay. Tab control. FLYGA. Volume selected.
Volume selected.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Volume property page.
Volume property.
Music multi-line. Selected 100.
I'm actually going to turn that down to 50.
Engines, music multi-line. Selected 50. Engines multi-line. Selected 100.
Oh, and by the way, if you want to hear a preview of what you're turning up and down, you hit your space bar.
Ooh, nice. So, I'm going to... why it's dinging at me, I don't know. I feel like I should have been doo-doo-doo. Anyway. let's turn that to 80.
Aircraft's multi-line. Selected 80.
Let's turn that to 70.
Aircraft's multi-line. Selected 70. Transmitters multi-line. Selected 80.
Transmitters at 80. That's probably good.
Airport multi-line. Selected 100.
Let's turn that to 50.
Weather. Airport multi-line. Selected 50. Weather multi-line. Airport. Weather multi-line. Selected 100.
Weather. I don't really need to hear all that, so let's turn that down to 40.
Towers multi-line. Selected 100.
Towers, I'm going to turn down to 80.
Stewards multi-line. Selected 100.
Stewards, I'm going to turn down to 70.
Tones multi-line. Selected 100.
Tones? Oh, DTMF tones. Okay, that's probably fine.
Sappy multi-line. Selected 0.
Sappy is off.
Okay. Cancel. Volume property page. Volume selected. New notification from Xbox. Beta. Can't see 3P0. System selected.
What was that notification?
Action center window.
No, somebody just came online, I think.
I hope.
Tablet mode toggled.
Look,
tablet list. Clear all notifications. Notifications from. Can't see 3P0. LOL. Dot dot text input. Received at 6:29 PM. One of three levels.
Oh, was that a
option.
Message we've ever received? Okay. So.
Cancel. Tab control. System selected.
System.
System's property page. Joystick mode checked.
Joystick mode, I'm going to leave that. I'm going
to check.
Turn that off.
Use intercom check.
Use intercom.
Turn it off.
What does use intercom? What does use intercom do?
That's when you, I think that's that thing that you can use now where you can message other pilots while you're flying.
Oh, nice. We're going to have to try that, maybe.
Yep.
I think I remember how to do that. I'll have to like either look at my notes or whatever. We'll get there, I hope.
Yeah. You have to register your thing first before that'll work.
I plan on actually doing this in two separate streams. Maybe. One stream is going to be, or maybe I could keep this in the same, stream, but one stream is going to be configuration and setting this thing up. Another stream is going to be the more fun one. Attempting to fly.
Use intercom checked.
So use intercom.
Active tower not checked.
Active tower, I think that's... What is that?
That's where that'll give you, like, SK-737, climb to 5,000, and then it'll gradually, like, kind of like the real towers, where they'll start climbing you up little by little.
Ooh.
They'll start giving you prompts.
Nice. I think I'm probably going to check
checked.
That.
Obligatory to follow tower instructions not checked.
Obligatory to follow tower instructions. I'm going to leave that
unchecked. Yeah. I actually had that checked, and I don't know if you heard what happened.
I did not descend,
and the tower literally was chiding me until I did.
Whoa.
Smaller storms checked.
Smaller storms?
Large storms checked.
Large storms?
Yeah, that's a new feature.
You want to explain that one?
Those storms, you can take it, well, you now have, and we'll get to this once we get to the part of the airplanes, but you do have a storm radar computer now. And you're supposed to basically listen when you encounter these, because you're supposed to either go to the left or to the right of them. Because if you go into them, bad things will happen. You can fly through them, but you're going to risk either crashing or you're going to encounter severe turbulence. Yes.
You can't go up, but oh well.
You probably could. I mean, as long as you remain to the right or left of it. I mean, and the storm isn't stereo.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you can hear as it pans as you're turning.
That's what I heard. So, now, I'm worried about task 80. No, what is it? I think it's like 15, 16 when you can avoid EDs. What if you have a storm and you have no choice but to go into that country?
I really don't know what's going to happen in that case.
I guess we'll have to see. So let's tab.
Turbulences checked.
Turbulences checked. Yeah, I'll leave that on.
Turbulent areas checked.
Turbulent areas, I'll definitely leave that on.
TCA checked.
TCAST, I'm going to leave that.
That's on. Your traffic system.
It actually does stand for something. Which, no, TCAST, sorry. Is it Traffic Collision Air System, I think?
Yeah, Traffic Collision Avoidance System.
Avoidance System, that's it. That's collision. It. Yeah. I'm with it, you guys, really. Let's tab.
Critical events checked.
Critical events. That's going to be...
Those are new. Those are new. Your everything from your plane catching on fire to both of your engines catching on fire, things failing. I wouldn't run it past the developer to put in bird strikes. You know, critical events like, you know, I don't know.
Mother has a baby.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be funny as heck.
Yeah. I could just hear, and you know who I'm about to imitate. I could just hear this particular person. Sarah, why aren't you landing yet? Yeah. those of you who know this person, you know who I just imitated. So, yeah. If you don't know this person, don't ask.
Okay.
And
cancel. Tab control.
I think that's it. So,
okay.
I'm going to hit OK.
Warning dialog, you have changed the map source. The change will only occur when the program is started again.
So let's restart it.
Press
About Eurofly.
Restarting Eurofly dialog.
Exit.
Let's exit.
Folder view.
And then
OBS Studio, launcher.exe.
Okay, come on.
Write a message.
Welcome to Eurofly. About Eurofly.
Write a message.
I don't know what write a message thing's about.
Tasks, free, profile, voice, options, voice, profile, voices. Options.
Let's see.
Test your options. Voices.
So,
profiles.
So set up a new one. Let's hit enter.
Creating new profile. Creating new profile. Creating new profile.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta hit enter.
Oh.
Type your profile name and press the enter key. Profile has been created.
There we go. Yeah, see, what happened, why I got lost, was because it should have said create new profile, not creating new profile. That's why I got lost there. It's a bit of a grammar issue there.
Voices.
So, voices. Let's go through that.
SAT P5. NVDA. SAT-P NVDA.
Oh, there's going to be a new thing now where if NVDA crashes during a flight, you can actually hit Alt-Y or Control-Y, I think, and you can change to another voice while you get NVDA started. I think it did. I'll look at it.
It did. I just don't remember. We're talking about a tutorial that has... Well, it's not that easy to understand. But, you know, I really do commend the guys who did this. And if I have to hear this loop one more time. Anyway, I do really commend the guys that did this. I really, really do. English is not their native language. So, you know, kudos to them. Because I teach English up in... over Skype or whatever.
SAT P5. Voices. Option. Test your options.
Let's set up my online profile.
Options.
At least tab control. Loop while,
general property page. Use. Profile. Map. American format. Miles. Profile. Map. Profile setting.
Profile manager.
List. Close. List. Sarah. Sarah. Close. List. Sarah.
Sarah. Am I already set up here? I can't be.
Where are you at? What did you click?
The profile manager?
Click. Oh. What did you put in? Oh. What did it say? Sarah or zero?
Close. List. Close. List.
Oh, maybe.
List. Sarah.
Maybe it's
Sarah.
Sarah?
Oh, there we go. Okay, so hit enter.
ID read only. Selected zero.
Okay, so then I can just tab through here.
Profile name read only. Selected Sarah. Name equals. Blank.
Oops. Well, let me try that again.
Select. Country combo box collapsed.
Now,
selected Algeria.
Here's the thing. United States looks like it's not listed, but I'm going to start typing it.
Get. At, air, of America selected instead.
There we go.
Birth year multi. Country combo box collapsed. Selected United States of America. Birth year multi-line. Note. Blank.
Let's see.
Oh, it is listed?
Blank. Yep.
Oh, you don't want to know what it has as one of the countries. Apparently, Florida's a country.
What? No.
It does. Look at the list.
Florida is not a country. Okay, that's really weird.
Note. Selected reader, piano player, blank. Reader, piano player. Website selected.
Let's see.
/.
All right.
Register.
I'm going to register this.
Pressed. Information dialog profile successfully registered. Okay. Options.
I'm hoping we'll be able to actually log
Did
on.
Did you do your birthday as well?
My birth year.
Yeah, your year. Sorry.
I did. No, I'm hoping I can actually view all this stuff like later because there was no username or anything like that, but I guess.
Change.
We'll no, because I think it links it to your ID, I think.
Which right now is
profile manager.
Zero.
American miles checked. At check API at the new year. Okay. Okay. Tab.
Okay.
Press.
About Eurofly.
All right.
Tasks. Free flop. Manual walking through the profiles.
Manual walking through map. I'm not going to go through. But you can actually change the music or add music to certain countries, which I might do at some point. You can explore the map around you. You can go to airports. You can actually, I think, hopefully you can listen to airports this way. So, let's see.
Voices. Options. Test your speakers.
This is obvious.
Left. Right.
Test your speakers.
Hylium.
Add-ons.
Yeah.
Add-ons. This is something new. Let's go into here.
Add-ons. Tree view. New. 2. Collapsed.
So new 2.
I'm going to tell you something about add-ons that I discovered.
Go ahead.
Basically, the way that this will work is you have a tree view. And when you select your add-on, you tab to download, but what it does is it brings you to the download center with that download already highlighted, and it'll just have you basically it'll bring up a web page with the, you know, Microsoft Edge, what would you like to do with this file type deal?
Oh, fine.
So, yeah, it's not as self-contained as I thought, but, you know.
It'll work.
Yeah.
So, let's see what we have here. We have 2 new. I'm going to expand
Expanded.
This with the right arrow.
Grounds, 2, collapse.
Should be ground.
Expand Stefan Kislovatnu.
Stefan Kis.
Vitek Jirazek Cheknu.
And I'm not even going to even pronounce that.
Available, 53.
Available,
collapse.
53.
Installed, 3.
And
collapse.
Installed, 3. So,
Available, expanded. Towers, 34.
By the
collapse.
Way, we do have ground, which is something new.
Yeah. That's...
Which basically you now have ground control, which there'll be, you know, go to gate, blah, blah, blah. Proceed to runway, blah, blah, blah. Do blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Stand on your head.
And then you'll have your tower, which will basically guide you upwards.
And back down to the ground.
And back down to the ground. And hopefully ground will realize that you're there, and they'll take over from there if they're not sleeping or having coffee or something.
I think you have to switch to ground. But
yeah. Yeah.
Stewards, 17. Grounds, installed. 3. Collapsed. Grounds, 2.
So
collapsed.
I'm...
Installed. Check. 1. Slovak. 1.
I'm gonna
grounds,
leave it alone
2.
Because
collapsed.
We do have...
Installed. Towers. 1. Collapsed.
We do have one tower in
expanded.
English.
Expanded. English. 1. Collapsed. Storm.
You have one tower in English
collapsed.
And one ground
expanded.
In English, and then one
collapsed.
Status in English.
Expanded. Natalie.
Natalie! I've never heard her before. For tower.
Stewards. 1. Expanded.
Nice.
Collapsed. Grounds. 1. Collapsed.
Okay.
Collapsed.
So I'm not gonna, well,
grounds,
I don't
two,
think I'm gonna
collapsed.
Go through installing anything new because I don't think,
Stewards, 17, check, English, 3,
actually,
collapsed.
Yeah, maybe I will.
William Lomas.
Oh, William! So let's...
Download.
Tab to download.
Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge window. Refresh. Stop. About blank invalid entry. Document. Blank. Notification text. What do you want to do with Stu and William Eurofly.exe? From, StefanKis.sk. Notification toolbar. Save. Split button. Save. Dismiss. Notification text. 65% of Stu and William Eurofly.exe, 12.1 megabytes, downloaded from www.stefankis.sk. Notification text. Running security scan. Notification text. Stu and William Eurofly.exe finished downloading.
I actually don't know how to get to the notification bar if I miss it the first time in Microsoft Edge, so... Yeah.
Alt N.
Yeah. It's gonna take me a while to remember that one. So now I'm gonna go to my downloads.
Text downloads window. Stu and William Eurofly.
I probably can do this later, because I don't want to do this with the thing running. I really don't. I don't think it's gonna work. You think? Do you think that's gonna work?
You might wanna. Turn off Eurofly, install it, and then...
Blank page, Eurofly row 1 column, add-ons.
Yeah, let's do that.
Donation, open it, close.
So,
open the download center page.
Open the download center page.
Close.
Let's close it.
About Eurofly.
Let's escape. No, let's not. Let's actually exit.
Downloads window.
All right.
Items view list. Stu and window. Items view. Steward William Lomas for Eurofly 1.0 setup dialog. Nullsoft install. Cancel. Next grade. Pressed. Property page space required. Browse. Less back alt plus B. Install alt plus I. Next grader. Finish alt plus F.
Right.
Downloads window. Items view list. Stu and William Eurofly. Downloads window. Blank page Microsoft Edge. D. Dropbox Euro. OBS Studio 2. OBS 64.
Let's not close that.
Folder. Launcher.e.
Alright. Let's start launcher.
Write a message.
Welcome to Eurofly.
Loading OpenStreetMap.
About Eurofly.
Eurofly.
Now, I have to wait until StreetMap has been loaded. So, we're going to be sitting here for a while. Actually, wait. I think I can probably do a separate stream now, you think?
Yeah, you might want to do that.
Yeah, let's set up a separate stream. Meanwhile,
Xbox.
Yeah.
OBS Studio, OBS.
Alright, so I'll be right back, you guys. By the time I get back, OpenStreetMap will be loaded, and I'll just change the title of the YouTube.
Stop streaming.
So I'll be right back.
Stop recording. Stopping recording. Start recording. Scene trans controls when start recording. Studio mode. Start. Stop streaming. Stop stream. No enter. Yes, enter.